Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, what it do? Good Thursday. What's going on? Welcome to the show. Luke up in Seattle doing his show. He's going to the Mariners tonight. And I want him to do that more often because it's great to get in here early, get set up. I feel great. I feel comfortable. I feel ready to disseminate sports takes to you guys today. Way more so than normal. Just that extra 5 minutes prep time. It's great. What's going on? Schultzy over there, everybody.
What is up, brother? Happy, what is today? Thursday? Friday Eve. Happy Friday Eve.
Yep. Yep. It sure is. Another nice day out there.
Yeah. Get all that stuff done, man. It's like there's got to be a list that more people than me have been putting off, like that the wife's been asking them to do since the summertime. This week is the time to do it. Get your ass out and get it done.
Well, I think it's over because I feel like it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Last chance. Go.
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 Now. Drop what you're doing, but keep listening to the radio and go clean your window screens.
Yes, put some AirPods in and just get it done, man.
That's right. Although I think, am I hearing tales that the YouTube's not working today?
Yeah, the YouTube is not up right now.
Ah!
I will update you, sir, when it is. I will try to get my weird-looking mug on there to react to the Mariners' craziness tonight.
I don't care. But I'm sure some YouTubers do.
There were a lot of people clamoring. Like
a lot of people.
A lot of people saying, a lot of people clamoring for more of my angry reactions, and I hope I have none tonight. So.
Yeah, you went, boy, yesterday was great. You went quickly from elated and even cocky to completely disinterested and sad.
I just put it in the box and just put it away.
There wasn't a lot of mad there. I mean, the mad was there.
Yeah.
But it was fleeting. You were instant sad. And I got to tell you, I came in today, guys, and I sat there with Schultzy. I was like, all right, how you doing? Vibe check. Whoa, how we feeling? And you were instantly, you're kind of in, how would I describe you? You were almost in doomed territory there, which I can understand. You know, you're a fan. I can understand that. You just gave up 13 runs.
Or what did I say? Feeling good, but still feeling effed, so.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said I feel like we're screwed. Like, what are you talking about? You're up 2-1. You just won 2 games in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Bad game yesterday, but I mean, you know, this is what baseball does to you. It's what sports do to you.
Oh, yeah.
They just beat your brain down. Yeah, they torture you. They make you think. So just, you know, they may lose tonight, Schultzy. I want to prepare you for the idea that they lose tonight. And if they do, it's still tied 2-2. You're fine-ish now.
Ish, yeah. See, it starts you're to fine. Slide down the mountain if they lose tonight. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a big game. Not gonna lie. This is a big game.
Yeah, they still are, I love this, 69% probability to win this series.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So why do you say we're effed? You're not effed.
Because I
even if you lose tonight by 25 runs, you're not effed.
Never been in this position before, and God, if they lose by double what they lost by last night, Rob, it ain't over, but it's over, man. Even you'd be like, yeah, I don't think it matters who pitches for Seattle. It's over.
I am supremely confident in your Mariners.
I appreciate that.
I have more confidence than anybody that's a Mariner fan. And I understand why. I get that. A lot of scar tissue there. But, you know, I feel good about it.
There were a lot of Mariners fans outside of T-Mobile, even after the loss last night. Still partying, still playing music, still, like, they had that attitude that, like, dude, this series is still ours. And frankly, I'm jealous of that attitude. Like, I wish that I could be that cool about it. I really do.
So, I was just looking at ticket prices, because Luke was up there. It made me wonder. I'm like, I wonder if I, you know, obviously I have to do the show. I'm not going, but if I did, what could I get in for? And I just saw that it's $166
for tonight.
Get in price.
That's half of what the like face value price was from the Mariners.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, they've gone down since yesterday.
Whoa. Okay, now I'm kind of wondering if.
Yeah, tomorrow, let's get you up there.
No, well, that'd be awesome, but there's nobody else to run the board. But no, that's not really
maybe
what
I'll do it.
You're not going to be
How
out.
Do you think that would go?
I don't know, dude. Howard Stern can't even run his own board, and he acts like he does. So it ain't easy. I've tried to do it before.
Well, I'm no Howard Stern, as we know.
I think you could be.
But I wonder if I could. I mean, it's talk radio. Like, I mean, I wonder if I could just, I don't know.
Hit the button and do. I mean, you did updates at one point.
I did. I'm on the board.
I think this listening audience would love.
Yeah, just trying
a random Isaac Everett Ropp sports update.
Now, see, the problem with this is that if I come in here, if you go up to Seattle to watch your Mariners,
oh yeah, you're just going to get rid of me.
And I come in, exactly. Yeah. See, if I come in here and I actually pull that off, which I probably wouldn't. I would sabotage it, but if I could pull that off, Odyssey would instantly be like, well, there's an idea. Let's circle back and have a board meeting next week about perhaps the host should just run the board.
And
you know, John, this would save us.
And that wouldn't be
X
just
number of dollars per year.
An Odyssey station.
Wouldn't be just in Portland, Rob. That would be a nationwide. Hey, it worked here. Let's implement it in Boston.
Us talent that pretend, you know, we play dumb when it comes to like recording things and doing anything technical. It's not because we couldn't figure it out. It's that if we do, it takes away other people's jobs, and we can't have that. We're heroes.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we play. So there's no way I could do that. I could run the board tomorrow for you.
Thank you, Rob.
You're essential personnel.
Yes.
I'm just a talking monkey.
Well, I'm just more worried about World Series tickets have already been bought, and my family paid $820 per ticket.
Okay.
And that was in the 300 level.
Per ticket?
Yes.
God.
So if I see...
How many Schultzes are up there?
Three. We got the wifey, myself, and my dad.
Okay.
So just sitting up there.
He splurged. Good for him.
He did.
Game one?
Game four. So technically the second home game for the Mariners.
Okay.
So if they make the series, but I'm worried now that they're going to be like $400 get in price, and my daddy ain't going to be happy when he sees that.
Look, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm going to. I told you this, that this happened to me in Kansas City. You think that as the series progresses, it gets more expensive.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. Because most of the fans that wanted to go see a game can't afford two, and so they've already gone to one. And so the prices actually come down. Like, prices came down today. So they said that's $60 cheaper to get in today than it was yesterday.
So that will, even in the World Series, that will happen.
I can't guarantee it, but it did in Kansas City.
I mean, like, my section right now for the World Series for that game, the lowest per ticket is like $1,800 to $1,900. So that would have to be a massive drop for me to lose cash. But like,
it'll drop.
I saw some Mariners fans posting last night that ended up not being able to go. I had to sell my ticket at a little loss.
Well, you know, the other thing too is dirty little secret of, you know, the sports ticket world, you can always get in. You just have to maybe wait a little longer than is comfortable.
Like
in
an
other
inning?
Words, yeah, maybe even an inning. Maybe. I mean, sometimes if you have cash and you're out there, you should get in towards the end because they're not going to eat tickets. They'll dump tickets. It's just the hard part is people don't want to wait because they, you know, they're not guaranteed to get in, and so that makes them nervous, and so it's easier to just lock up a ticket and pay a little extra.
Didn't Sook say that those resale sites like SeatGeek or whatever, they, at the time of the game, will stop sales? Because that's kind of the old thought process. Is like, well, we're going to get some cheap tickets because people don't want to eat them. There aren't as many physical scalpers out there doing that in front of the stadiums now.
And yeah, but they're out there.
Hard to find, though. Very hard. Because, man, I remember as a kid, like, right in front of the home plate gate, you saw 20 of them. Now, you'd be lucky to find one.
Yeah, I think this would be a good experiment. Okay. We should do this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have the staff.
An Odyssey station.
But we should send somebody out and try to have them get into big games late, you know, just with cash.
Yeah.
Your cash, of course. Or Odyssey's cash.
I was going to say, Odyssey better be paying, yeah.
But just, I think that 99% of the time they would get in at a cheaper ticket price than they expected.
I hope.
99% of the time.
That'd be
maybe
awesome.
There's a game somewhere where it's like, man, I cannot find a ticket on the street. I'm screwed. I just don't think that happens very often. But anyway, that's just me. But so game four tonight, yeah. Ticket price is already $60 cheaper just to get in. And then I'm guessing that will happen again tomorrow because there are a lot of people going up, like Luke, who were not there game three, and so they're going to game four. But by the time game five is the last one, at least in this series. So I think, I don't know. I'm expecting World Series. So it's weird that they're they don't have home field advantage. So it's only games 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
Which is kind of strange. I'm guessing that if they make the World Series, very big if.
Yeah.
After yesterday. I mean, very big. But if they make the World Series, game 5 will be the cheapest game. And the reason for that is, like I said, people that want to go to the World Series will go to a game that is guaranteed to happen, games 3 or 4.
Yep.
3 will be more expensive, 4 will be less expensive because... And then
3 already happened, yeah.
And then if there is a game 5, so you're kind of rolling the dice, but if there is, I'm guessing that's the cheapest one of the 3. That's how I view it. But it doesn't matter for you. You're already locked in. Dad paid $820 per ticket. You're going, baby. You're going to game 4. Let's go.
Oh, I'm excited.
You're
going to
watch Shohei Ohtani, too, if it's game 4, right?
Assuming, yeah, if it's the Dodgers Mariners, if that's that's what ends up happening. My wife even mentioned, it's like, oh my God, seeing Ohtani v the Mariners at T-Mobile Park in the World Series.
Yeah.
Like, dude, my wife's freaking out about that.
So if they're able to set up their rotation, they'd go Snell, Yamamoto. They might go Ohtani game 3. They didn't this series. So Glasnow's going tonight.
Yeah. See that. It
depends. Ohtani's going game 4 against Milwaukee. So maybe that.
Depends on who's rested, who's not, I guess, right?
Well, that's what I said. Like, if they set up their rotation,
yeah,
it may be, because they like to stretch Ohtani out. They've been very careful with him, with his arm this year. He might be your game 4 starter.
That would be hot.
Bro. You want to talk about hot?
I mean, World Series tickets.
Saucy.
First time ever in the series, and my Mariners, like, literally are facing one of the greatest baseball players in the history of the universe, and I'm there. Woo!
I have a hot text to read here on, and it's not even the text line, okay? This is my personal phone, and it's from The Great. Do you remember, rest in peace, our old boss, Jeff Austin? Do you remember that guy?
I love Jeff Sacramento or Jeff Baton.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now that we've seen Dusty's subpar leadership, boy, do we miss Jeff.
I love Dusty. I do miss Jeff, though. I've no comment on either.
I teed you up there,
Jeff.
And
you did. I'm not going to do it.
No, we love Dusty. Jeff retired. He was our old program director, and he just texted me. He must be listening. He lives in Virginia now.
Love that. What's up, boss man?
He's retired.
I will always call him boss man.
I bet
always.
You he has a cocktail. So it's 5:15 out there. I bet you he has a cocktail. He might even be smoking a cigar outside. I don't know where he lives, but... listening to the show. That's what he used to do. And then he drunk text us. We know it, boss. You were drunk. It's okay. So he said they actually had that idea years ago, and they fought it off.
Oh.
The idea of the host just running the board. I want you to wrap your head around that. This is how this company thinks. They're like, well, Bill, why doesn't the host just push the button?
Because it's not easy.
No.
More F-ups.
You
want to
talk about, I don't understand radio, that, like, without saying it,
What is the saying? The saying is
show me that you don't know something without telling me.
You don't know radio
without telling me you don't know radio.
Without telling me you don't know.
Yeah.
Which that's what that is. It's like, Jesus, man.
That's
what do you think we're doing in here?
I'm kind of lucky that I
Talking's the easy part.
No, that's not easy.
An
either.
Odyssey station.
Goobers.
Lucky I'm in here.
Anyway,
lucky.
Jeff says they fought that off. So, therefore, we can deduce Jeff Austin, former program director here at The Fan. Hero. Radio hero, Jeff Austin. Because I tell you what, I wouldn't be here.
I think Will and I were his last hires.
You think Sook would be here if he had to run the board and
Sook would be
talk? He could there,
somewhere
he
else
do it.
So fast. He'd
There's
be
no
like,
way.
F that.
Well, it's not only that. I just don't think he would. I don't think he could do it.
You don't. Oh, come on. I think you guys could. No, you could do it.
Oh, I know. I could. I don't think he could.
I disagree. He could. Okay. I disagree. He could learn. It's whether or not he wants to.
Man. This business just ain't what it used to be.
You think? We used to get free lunch every day. Dude, they'd just be bringing us free stuff. Like, just sitting it on, like, a table or a desk out there. Grab it. Whatever. Now it's all...
Are you serious? Where was I?
I don't know. It was over at the Evil Empire I used to work at, so...
Oh.
They would lay out t-shirts. They'd
oh,
lay
that place...
Well,
no, that's a whole different... That's an embarrassment of riches over there.
Yeah, it was. Until they started acting
yes,
poor.
I'm kidding.
Hey-o.
Yeah, all right, guys. We got to go. Oh, you know what we have today? Do you guys know?
I think I know.
Dan Lanning.
Ooh.
He'll be on our show. 4 o'clock. Can't wait. Big news today. Kurt Cignetti just got a big fat raise. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I did. They brought a Brinks truck back to his house, man.
How about Indiana stepping up? So we'll get to that. That's where we're going to start, okay? We're going to do that next here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are live from war-torn Portland. It's amazing we're still here. I have body armor on right now. I know you can't see that because we're not on YouTube, but...
Somebody tried to hit me with a clarinet today? Jackass.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of clarinetists, and that is the word we determined.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, clarinetist.
Cool.
Not flautist.
Well, that's a different instrument.
Well, I know, but I just, you know, like we were saying the other day, maybe there's a different word for... Yeah. Someone who plays the clarinet. There isn't. It's a clarinetist.
All right.
There have been a lot of rogue clarinetists around it. Look, it's war-torn. Okay, so when it's war-torn, people, they grab their clarinets and they hit the streets.
They go to battle.
And anything goes out there. It's rough. It is. I'm telling you, it's rough. Stay away. All of you, stay away.
Scary.
Yeah. Okay, so Signetti got a big contract today. So, listen, we were talking about this Monday or Tuesday. James Franklin fired Penn State. Signetti should be at the top of their list because he's from Pennsylvania and he's a hell of a coach. Just won his signature game at Indiana, at Oregon. And we thought, oh, man, Penn State's going to come calling, and they did. And yet Signetti said, yeah, I'm good here. And Indiana stepped up with an 8-year extension worth $90 million. And we were, again, just the other day, we were saying, you know, because, you know, a lot of the people thought Penn State would not buy out James Franklin for whatever it is. I think they owe him over $50 million. It's just too much money. Well, they did. And that's interesting because I think we're getting into an age now where coaches are getting fired faster and faster. They can turn around programs quicker and quicker. I just wonder if we're getting to a place where contracts for coaches are going to change. And I was thinking maybe, you know, they stop giving these God contracts because they just, if you get stuck with one, and more often than not, you do. Jimbo Fisher comes to mind. Mel Tucker comes to mind. You know, it's these 10-year, it's these long-term deals with mostly guaranteed money or huge buyouts or whatever. You give out one of those contracts and it doesn't work, and you know that in year two or year three, you're screwed. Well, I was thinking maybe, okay, I wonder if ADs are going to pivot and they're going to dish out some shorter-term contracts. Front load the hell out of them. Just give them a ton of money up front, but then make it so that you can get out of it if things go south or when things go south. And I mean, this is just one contract, but what Signetti got does not indicate that's going to be the case. These coaches, they just have all the leverage, particularly when you just won at Oregon and you're what, 18-2, 17-2? At Indiana. And Signetti, so he gets 8 years, $90 million. So he was making $8.3 million a year. Now he will average $11.6 million a year.
Hell of a raise.
And all of that is guaranteed. All of it. So they're just saying, hey, you're our guy, and we're just gonna stick with you. Which I guess at a school like Indiana, that's probably okay.
I mean, essentially, the plan that you're saying that a school would have to implement if schools didn't want to start, you know, like paying big guys over and over and over again and give out these God contracts is give up on a Kurt Signetti, give up on this head coach, like let them go. And then they kind of continuously flame out. Like, I like your point, and I kind of, frankly, I hope, especially with the way that they've been holding it over kids for so long, the fact that they can jump from place to place, that this maybe evens out a little bit amongst, you know, kids v. coaches. But I'm not sure that any kind of school, like you said, like, yeah, that was probably a smart move by Indiana. Is any school willing to give up on the big one? Like a Matt Rhule, we'll see if he makes the jump, probably will. But that's going to have to start happening over and over and over again, I think, for God contracts to go away.
Yeah, well, Rhule came out and said, so he's kind of thumbing his nose at it, too. Yeah, he played at Penn State.
Yeah.
And he has already come out and said he's committed to Nebraska. He didn't really fully shut the door, but he said, look, I got everything I need here. He kind of pulled the Lanning. Lanning said the same thing about Oregon. It's true. A lot of these schools now, they don't have to jump, particularly to Penn State. Penn State's not a top five job. It's not even a top 10 job, probably.
Yeah.
So, you know, are coaches starting to thumb their nose at the Penn State job? Or is it just they're going down the list and the, you know, Signetti's kind of wired differently. I think you pointed this out earlier this week. Signetti does seem like the type, like, yeah, I'm good here. Like the old, who's that old dude at Utah? Rick Majerus.
Oh my God.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Like, ah, I'm good. They're just kind of weird. Like Mike Leach, just different, just kind of wired a little bit differently, not a ladder climber type. And he appreciates Indiana, and he said so. Cignetti said that he plans to retire as Indiana's coach. He said that today after signing this deal. But they're giving it, they're giving him $93 million guaranteed, which, you know, again, these always look good at the time. You're like, oh, yeah, that's that. He's the man, and, you know, it's he's doing a great job, and there's no way that that ever gets derailed. You never know, man. But at least so far, early returns are these ADs are not, you know, they're just desperate to get their guy. So what I think will be interesting to see is if Penn State strikes out, if they strike out on Cignetti, which it seems like they have, maybe they strike out on Rule. I know Mike Elko is from Pennsylvania. There's some talk that maybe they want to grab him from A&M. I don't see him leaving A&M for Penn State unless that's a job that he specifically wants. How desperate will Penn State get, and how much money will they throw at their desperate hire if they get to that place, and how much will be their buyout, and how much will be guaranteed? I just think it's really worth keeping an eye on coach contracts moving forward. You know, we talked about this yesterday, but that, the capital investment deal with the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, there a lot of speculation is that Penn State was able to or felt more comfortable firing James Franklin with that big of a buyout because they knew that capital investment deal was going to go through and give them cash, an influx of cash, because you can spend that money however you like. But now that deal's kind of being held up by Michigan and USC, as we talked about yesterday. So, I don't know, does Penn State will they end up regretting firing James Franklin? I mean, just 3 weeks ago, he was number three in the country. So this is going to be fascinating. But one thing we know is that Kurt Cignetti will not be the head coach at Penn State.
And I heard a big name attached to Penn State today, too, as well. Maybe a surprising one, maybe not. It's just kind of like
Lance Leipold.
No, that's I think that's one that's going to be attached.
Oh, good.
It's going to be...
Who is it?
Either it would be one offensive coordinator for Oregon, Will Stein.
Oh,
that's kind of what brings the question up for me. Mm. What does Penn State do here? Do they go with an established name, or do they go with an up-and-coming hot coordinator like Arizona State did with Kenny Dillingham, like Oregon did with Dan Lanning? They've got options.
Well, you would think they have options, but like I said, maybe coaches are thumbing their nose at Penn State or just moving around so much. Maybe Will Stein is a guy who's been a hot name all year, and there's a lot of openings. That dude, he'd be smart to just sit back, wait, let his agent, you know, drum up some interest. But
yeah,
Florida could be open. They're saying Florida could be open this week. He could slide in there. They could come calling for him. Wisconsin could be open. I mean, I don't know. He is such a hot name, and the young offensive mind is such a big commodity these days. He'd be fine waiting. He's going to have his pick of, as long as Dan Lanning and he stay together at Oregon and they continue, they'll be fine. They'll continue to do what they do, and Will Stein will be able to pick his poison, I think. And I'm not sure that that's Penn State, but you're right. I mean, if I'm Penn State, I'm certainly, he's on my list. All right, so Cignetti gets an 8-year extension, $90 million, all of it guaranteed. He'll make close to $12 million a year. He says he plans now to retire as Indiana's coach. Okay, up next, UTEP hates the Chiefs. Here's Schultze.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I tell you what, they're interviewing Will Anderson on the... on sports,
he's
sports
a man
right now.
He's a man.
Oh my God, he's terrifying.
Yeah,
I think it's because they have the camera. He's his face is too close to the camera. He's just like right up on it, and he just looks like he's about to jump through the TV and strangle us.
It's like he just tackled you, and yeah. He's kind of standing.
And he's
over
standing
you.
Over. Yeah, like yeah.
Dude, I don't know how I thought I could be a pro athlete when I was a kid. Like, these are the guys I'd be facing. No, I'm just a little chubby. Yeah. Okay, white guy. No, right. I'm going to go sit and be
Kids,
a real estate agent.
You think you're going to be an athlete? I want you to go look at Will Anderson. Dummy, you think you're going to be an athlete?
Can you tackle him? Can you outrun him?
That guy's terrifying.
No.
They're talking about, so he plays for Houston, obviously, and they're talking about the Monday night game. And they just showed a stat up there that said the Seahawks are 30-13 on Monday night football.
Oh.
Which is number one in the NFL since 1970, Good. Since the merger.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not. Seattle, when it comes to Natty TV, they showing out.
Yeah. And that's a game you can hear right here on The Fan.
Damn right. Hey, we won't
Monday.
Be here.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We're not. We have to give way to that.
Darn.
Pay heed.
Sip on some bourbon and watch the Seahawks instead of work.
So, yeah, I want to get to this UTEP Chiefs story. Okay, I do. I don't know if you saw this, but a study from UTEP, the University of Texas El Paso. Did you see this?
I saw it, yes.
Yeah, okay, so I want to get to this, but we're quickly running out of time, and then Dan Lanning's very prompt when he calls, and so we've got we're going to get to it today. Okay, but it's the study from UTEP proves that NFL officials favor the Chiefs. Okay. There's a lot of context to it, so then there's a few things we got to discuss with that, and we will get to that. But I wanted to, there's a text here on the fan text line at 503-864-6326. And... so we were talking about Will Stein and Penn State, the job opening, and Will Stein. You know, I think Will Stein, honestly, if I'm Will Stein or if I'm advising Will Stein,
yeah,
Florida, if Florida opens, which it probably will, that's one that my agent, I want my, you know, I'd say, okay, let's see what they got going on. Florida. That's going to be the number one job open, I think. I don't see another job that would be better than that job. On the horizon, at least not this cycle. But somebody mentioned on the text line, this is why I wanted to bring it up. They mentioned Michigan. And boy, that's interesting because I've been saying, I don't think Sharon Moore, however you pronounce it, is that long for Michigan. Particularly because if he stumbles over the next 6 weeks, they have a $10 million quarterback in Bryce Underwood. And if he does not live up, and he's young, he'll be good. But if Moore underachieves with that kid, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure to bring in an offensive guy to work with Underwood. It's yet another way that the college game is starting to mirror the NFL. And they Michigan knows they cannot waste Underwood. They've got to get an offensive guy in there. And who better to pair with Bryce Underwood than Will Stein? You saw the success of Kenny Dillingham with Sam Levitt. Same idea. I don't know, man. That's an interesting one. I hadn't even thought about that. But if more is canned, like I said, that's why I think it behoove Will Stein to just sit back and let the offers roll in. Just wait. See what happens.
You don't want to pull a Jonathan Smith here.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to, dude. No. You got a good job. You're cooking at Oregon. Just wait and see. And maybe, you know, that's an interesting one. I think the one thing there that I could see, and I feel like Penn State maybe is this way too. A lot of these schools, just they're not going to hire a guy who doesn't have coaching experience, like a head coaching experience.
Yeah.
I just think they think so much of themselves that they believe that they can't risk a coordinator and giving him his first shot. I think there is an element of truth to that, which is why maybe a Michigan wouldn't go down that road or a Penn State, but I don't know that for certain. It just seems like some schools really are hung up on somebody who has been a head coach before, you know, sort of a proven track record. So we'll see. But I thought that was a good, that was a good point. As far as Florida, and a lot of people are tying Jed Fish to Florida. Yeah, somebody said if Florida opens up, that means UW will open up. Is that intriguing? Well, yes, UW would be intriguing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not sold that Florida is going to go hire Jed Fish. I don't know what it is people see in Jed Fish, but whatever it is, I'm missing it. So I don't think Florida, you know, Florida is going to be the number one job open. And I, you know, Fish would be way down my list if I'm them. But
yeah, there's many, many better options, like at least 15.
Way better.
At least. He's not even in the top 20, I don't think.
If you're Florida, though, who would you go get? See, I think I'd call Lane Kiffin. I'd get him out of Ole Miss. I think if you can get Lane Kiffin out of Ole Miss, I feel like you're doing really good.
It's probably
really
a good fit. He's in those recruiting areas. He's in those pipelines. People know him. Familiar. Yeah, and he's actually coached in Florida already as well. So,
I'm trying to think of who else Florida would bring back. Urban? Herbs? Huh?
I mean, it's not out of the realm. People are willing to do anything nowadays. I'm even seeing Jonathan Smith attached to the Oregon State job because Michigan State's going to can his ass soon.
Yeah, he's not doing very well, is he? And he's got to play Indiana this week.
I even see yesterday, it's a great name, Lane Kiffin. Eli Drinkwitz, I think.
Oh, that's good.
From Missouri.
That's good.
I even saw those two along with Dan Lanning brought up, and I'm like, guys, Lanning ain't going. It's just like, can we stop tossing that
up? Well, we don't think Lanning's going, but you got to make those calls. You got to sniff around.
Of course.
This is what happens when you have a good coach, a young hotshot coach everybody wants. They're going to call. We don't think Lanning would go, but you never say never. Drinkwitz is a good one. He's a good coach. That guy's doing a really good job at Missouri. And you're right. I think he could do he could do Kirby Smart-like things at Florida.
Random, but I've also seen reports of Todd Monken from the Ravens just jumping ship because it's going so badly there.
Yeah.
Heading to college.
But what job? Like
Florida. No, the Florida job. Specifically connected to the Florida job.
Head coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No.
He was the OC in Georgia, right?
I think so, yeah.
Isn't that where he... Yeah, I don't know.
Nah.
Yeah. Again, I think proven head coach for the Florida job. All right, we can speculate all we want. We don't know. But there is a report that Billy Napier will be fired by the end of this week, which is kind of weird because it feels like he's been fired like 8 times already, and they have yet to pull the trigger on that, but... They're playing, who they got? They got Mississippi State. There's the nail in the coffin. Mississippi State comes in there, beats them. He's out of there. Okay, the Dan Lanning pregame show is next on The Fan. All right, Dan Lanning coming up in 10 minutes. I didn't know this, but apparently the Dodgers-Brewers game has already begun.
3:08, babe. I had it in my update at 3:30.
Well, I don't listen to the updates.
I know you don't.
No offense.
No, as a host.
I'm sure they're great.
As a host, it's a good time to take a mental break.
Yeah,
I get it.
Listening.
I've been in that seat. You don't listen?
No, I do listen to the ads.
Like Advocates Law?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 1-1 in the second. I guess Shohei hit a leadoff triple.
And then Mookie Betts with an RBI double.
So they already got Miz in there, that rookie who throws heat.
Whoa, yeah, they took Ashby out after the RBI.
Well, this is what, okay, can I just say that this is why I don't believe in the Brewers and the Blue Jays right now.
Okay.
To come back in these series. Because if you look at the Mariners and Dodgers, they have starting, like real starting pitching. The Brewers have Peralta. The Blue Jays have Gosman. I guess Bieber was pretty good last night.
I mean, I like Mizorowski. The Brewers have him, but he's
He's pitching out of the bullpen. Like, they're doing this bullpen game stuff.
That's weird.
So he's bulk relief right now. So he's going to pitch. They've been doing this with him where he'll come in after Ashby or whomever, and he'll pitch four or five if he's good. But that's what I mean. Like, I just feel like we're kind of having a resurgence. Like, if it's the Mariners and Dodgers that we see in the World Series, you watch. It's going to become about starting pitchers again.
Yeah.
See, all, in this day and age of bullpens and throw just arm after arm after arm and just throw heat for two innings and get out of there and we'll send another guy out there. You know, I think it's cool that the Dodgers and the Mariners are just, they have traditional starting rotations. They're deep rotations. They're good pitchers. They're pushing into, at least with the Dodgers, they're pushing into the ninth inning. That's old school. Like, that has gone, baseball has gone away from that. And now the two teams that seem best fit for this World Series, that's what they're doing. And I love that. That's why, because I have no faith that the Brewers with this pitching model or the Blue Jays with that pitching model can overcome what the Mariners and Dodgers are throwing at them on the bump.
No, you talk about classic pitching. If it's the Dodgers and the Mariners, and it is because of the pitchers that they're getting there. I mean, 8 innings from Snell, 9 innings from Yamamoto. If the Mariners can replicate that, you're going back to, like, what was the Roy Halladay no-hitter in the playoffs for the Phillies? Like, 2010? Rest in peace? Like, that was a long time ago. And then, man, I can't think of many other games. Like, you got to go back to, like, of course, everyone knows if you're a sports fan about the perfect game in the 50s by Don Larsen. What was that, for the Dodgers or the Yankees or whatever? But, like, Yankees. There's just not much evidence in the playoffs of dominant pitching, you know, really coming through like this.
There's dominant pitching. It's just they never go long anymore. It's the day and age of pull the starter before the third time through. And I just think it's cool what the Mariners and Dodgers are doing with their their starting pitchers. Now, Kirby didn't have it last night, but generally speaking, you have two really, really, really strong rotations, probably the two best rotations in baseball. And lo and behold, they may meet in the World Series. What does that tell you, MLB? It still matters. Anyway, enough about that. It's 1-1, bottom of two. And I must say that the Brewers, the only good thing about the Blue Jays, besides Vlad Guerrero Jr., is their uniforms. Those unis are sweet.
They are.
And they have the white, like the blue and white lids. What the Brewers are wearing today, also sweet. They're going retro blue, dark blue tops, and then the yellow and blue hats.
Yeah, the old Mariners colors.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
They're old Pilots Mariners. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty sweet. I got to tell you, I like what Nike's doing with the MLB uniforms. Subtly, these days. I do.
Yes and no. I hate the Mariners City Connect uniform with the trident and the black pants, but mostly they're neat.
Yeah, those.
Yeah, like the Red Sox Green Monster jersey. Love that. Great look.
I didn't see that.
It's literally the same color as the Green Monster, so it's like that off green, and then you got white and I think yellow letterings to match like the scoreboard. It's got like the yellow dots for outs, so there's just little accents to match the Green Monster. I think it's a slick jersey.
All right. Well, there's your Dan Lanning pregame show. I'm going to ask him about travel. You know, they went Chicago, home, Pennsylvania, home. Now they're going all the way out to New Jersey and back home. That's not easy. It's hard on the body.
Even with a bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not easy. And that's just the plight of the Big Ten. I want to ask him about that. I want to ask him about coaches getting turfed right and left, and how that, you know, does that stuff seep into a team's regular season? You know, when he's got people talking about his coordinators, you know, he lost Dillingham. He was a coordinator at Georgia when he jumped to Oregon. You know, it's just, we'll see what he says.
Yeah, he coached in the Natty before. Yeah, he took the Oregon job and then coached in the Natty before he came to Oregon officially. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I have planned. But who knows? Maybe we'll get off topic on Halloween candy or something. The coach, Dan Lanning, joins us next here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.